Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Gentlemen, welcome to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, and with me broadcasting from his home studio tonight is my boy, Jesse Lives. Jesse, say hello to everybody.
Hey, man. How y'all doing this week? Hey, man. No love.
How's your week been, brother?
We don't get to see your audience one day. It's been good. It's been busy. It's been real busy. And when I say busy, I always look at busy as good. That means business coming in. So just it's coming together. I think I'm finding myself getting back into recording mode. That ain't even a word, but fuck it. Album, we'll just call it that for now. That's starting to kind of get back to the forefront, which is a good spot to be in. Yeah, man, so I can't complain. And truthfully, if I wanted to, would it matter at this point?
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to listen to us anyways.
Exactly. So
all that bitching and complaining just falls on deaf ears, right?
Indeed. True indeed. How's the new gig coming?
It's going good. Going good. I'm liking it so far. It's a hell of a lot easier than what I was doing.
It's going all right. I got a big line for a solid dude. I got him hired already coming up a week.
So, do this. Let's play a song real quick because I'm having, like, our connection is crazy and I want to hang up and call you back.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just pick one
random. Play, I think I got a song out here. Play one of them. Play a Jesse Lives song for the people. I'm going to bounce that one, bounce back in.
Cool. Oh, no, I can't find it. Search.
I'm cooler than a Space Jam quarter. They say I'm dope, man, goes to Rich Porter. Insubordinate, I don't take orders. Making noise so the gang can't ignore it. Never mistake the trees for the forest. Pin the tail on the donkey till it's hoarse. Always make sure you dial a stack north. And never count on mine to get yours. Don't explain yourself to people you won't know tomorrow. Cause they don't know you, but they think they know it all. Plot your downfall, they wanna see your biggie small. No, you and I, it's just you versus all. I ain't with the pyramids and the Ponzi's. They wanna overwhelm and try to make you blue screen. Still waters run deep, you don't wanna see me with my hoodie on, ghost reclining. This a chokehold, Rene Graziano. With Artec in the back on the grand piano. Supersonic in your ear, old school Seattle. Life can get really real on you in a nano. California seconds, New York minutes. 7 or 11, rolling, hope you win it. Learn to read the game, call your place to scrimmage. Jesse Mathematics, Jesse gon' get it. I'm cooler than a Space Jam quarter. They say I'm dope, man, goes to Rich Porter. Insubordinate, I don't take orders. Making noise for the gang, can't ignore it. Never mistake the trees for the forest. Pin the tail on the donkey till it's hoarse. Always make sure you're down to stack north. Yeah. And never plotting on the scheme, trying to steal my fate. Back in the day, they could catch my fate. Now them scary motherfuckers wanna blow me away. Check they file, they are not who they say. Your first mistake was, you believe what they say. They staying out of pocket in so many ways. Keep your eyes on your work if you're trying to make great. I stay on my 1-2 step. She let the wolves in your crib while you slept. Open eyes, close mouth. Whatever you know about, she don't know about. Yeah, me and mine on a low key. I don't know you, you don't know me. Green for the money, honey's for the bees. Hit a sucker easy until your brain free. I'm cooler than a space camcorder. They say I'm dope man, goes to rich quarter. Insubordinate, I don't take orders. Making noise so the game can't ignore it. Never mistake the trees for the forest. Pin the tail on the donkey till it's hoarse. Always make sure your dollars stack north. And never plot on mine to get yours. I'm cooler than a space camcorder. They say I'm dope man, goes to rich quarter. Insubordinate, I don't take orders. Making noise so the game can't ignore it. Never mistake the trees for the forest. Pin the tail on the donkey till it's hoarse. Always make sure your dollars stack north. And never plot on mine to get yours.
Do we have a better connection now, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm cooler than the Space Jam quarter. Man.
You know, I know the guy that...
I ain't heard myself. But... Yeah, for sure. I ain't heard myself in a minute. So I had to remind myself who the fuck I was in the list. I'm like, oh, shit, I know this song. I know this song.
No, for real. No, I really know it.
Yeah, like I know this shit. Like I know this shit. I was like there when he did the shit. I was there. I was there. I was like there. I didn't have a camera or nothing, but I was there. So I promise you, I was there. And like they know me. Like I didn't just show up with somebody. Yeah, and that's like the worst on some real shit, bro. That's like the worst way to go to a big studio session when you're the dude that came with the dude that was invited. That's some awkward talk about like that's like going to the wrong prom. But thinking it was your prom. But it's like your rival school's prom and you just there trying to fucking
right.
mingle.
Right.
So yeah. And I've been that guy.
Yeah, because you go with that girl across town, so
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So you go to the other high school prom for her.
Right. And we'll add on top of this. And like they know you're like the stud from that school. So it's even more awkward. Right? It's even more awkward because you're literally the reason why we lost homecoming last year. That guy.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's like going to like a studio session with like, a, you know, when it's a legitimate, this is the music business industry, and you're just like the dude that came with the dude. The one thing I can say, though, is when I experienced that the first time, rest in peace to the Jacka, because it was one of his sessions. If you never heard of him, bro? Look up the Jacka. When you talk about, like, just really intelligent street music, but on some, like, I'll blow your fucking head off type shit, like, that was the Jacka. And as a person, like, he was a very beloved guy because he was, like, a good guy. And the first time this dude I was hanging out with, he had a session because he had a verse for him. And I'm telling you, like, this was when I just was first really getting my feet wet and kind of getting my name out there. And when I walk in, if you know anything about the Bay Area, like the Bay Area rap scene is very competitive. It's very standoffish. Because everybody sees you as a threat. That's just kind of how, I don't know why, but that's just how it is. So he was the biggest artist in the room. And you would have thought that I had a fucking platinum record out the way he treated me. Because like he smoked a lot of weed. He was a weed smoker. And I don't smoke like that because I have asthma. So. He was just like, who are you? What do you do? And he was like, my boy was like, yeah, he's a rapper. He did the song Catch My Fade. He's like, oh, yeah, you're that dude. So, hey, you want a blunt? I was like, nah, I don't smoke. He's like, well, you drink, though. You drink. He's like, what do you like to drink? I said, Ciroc. He's like, hey. He literally put money out of his pocket and said, hey, go down to the liquor store and get this man a bottle. And this is like within 5 minutes of meeting me. So it was like, it's a crazy parallel, because what it also showed me is you don't have to be a fucking dick just because you're somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I learned that from the Jacka. Rest in peace to him, because he got murdered on some very fucked up shit that was wrong. But, you know, that seems like the street never loved its prophets like that.
So that's my story on that. One more time real quick.
Oh, the streets never love their prophets?
No.
That bomb
you just dropped, man. Like say you gotta say it again.
Oh,
man.
That was a gym. Yeah, that was a gym. So I don't even know what I said, to be real with you. All I know is like the streets never really love the people
when you
who
said
really
that
live with
just
the
because you're somebody, you know, or you don't have to be a dick just because you're somebody.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for running that back. And that's true. You don't. Bars. Bars.
You don't have to be a dick just because you somebody. I don't give a shit who you are.
You just got a cool job, you know, bro.
You can be a dick all you want, but then you're going to, one day what's eventually going to happen, you're going to fuck around and you're going to find out. And that's because you're going to come across the wrong motherfucker that don't take no shit from nobody. And he's going to jack you in the jaw before you even realize you're fixing to get into a fight.
Nice. Or you won't have dudes that you really don't know speaking about you on their show about the one time you was cool to them that you fucking wouldn't even remember. Like, because that was a very awkward night for me, the way I was being treated. And the biggest person in the studio was like, shit, if you here, you're somebody. Treat this man, you know, stop. Basically saying stop acting like that.
Huh.
He fought the same fight y'all fighting. You might want to get to know him.
I believe we've got our artist of the week in the line, and I don't want to keep him on hold any longer. If you want to do a quick introduction and bring him on.
So this man, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to fucking butcher it. So, but this is a guy, this is another one of my guys, in my opinion. This is an artist that I've met while touring that I felt was very just dope as a person and had a very just dope presence as an artist. And, you know, for my artists that are listening, that listen to the show, you know, I think you genuinely know when you meet genuine people in the biz, because there's so many fucked up people you come across on the way up. So this is another one of those, because I think we've had an Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma run, and I've done that on purpose because I don't really hear about this state like I should, because I've been there and I've met guys like this gentleman and like G Stallion, and we brought him on and things like that that are just fucking very dope. So I guess we're just going to stay in that run of just speaking about Oklahoma City. Hey,
I appreciate you, I told you,
I'm just going to always tell you the truth, bro. So
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely, brother. I appreciate that, man. You know, I feel like MJG sometime when he be like, it was a time they looked over Tennessee and didn't know hip hop existed. You know what I mean? And
indeed.
You know, yeah. So like to see what you was doing independently and the gems that you dropped to me after the show or even during the show. Your whole setup, man, it was an inspiration to a guy like me from originally from a place called Chickasha, Oklahoma. My name is Embray Levine, by the way. That's how you pronounce it. Man, I appreciate y'all having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely, man. Without a doubt, man. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the show, I'm going to give you some. The show has rules.
Okay.
You know, just like every show. So
most of.
Here's the rules of this show. Ain't no fucking rules to this show, bro. This show is a fucking safe haven for independent artists to be independent artists and talk about independent artist shit, rather it be shit you don't fucking like about the game, gems you want to drop about the game, I'm trying to create a platform where this is a safe space so we can have genuine conversation, because the one thing we all run into that we can all agree with, we're in a business where everybody wants to hide information from everybody. For some reason, that's the little bit of something they want to hold on to so they could be better than the next motherfucker. I'm saying fuck that. That's what this show is about.
Right, the gatekeeper.
Yeah, fuck that.
Man.
Fuck them. Overkill that. There ain't no more. Sorry. Game's open. New game.
Right.
Open market. That's how I feel.
Understood. I like the rules. I love the rules.
So the next rule we have is anytime somebody drops a gem or a bar, we actually stop the show to point that out. That was a bar right there. So if somebody randomly says that's a bar, you randomly hear a fucking bomb noise, that means you just said something prolific, and there you go.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
For sure. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
And so that's what this place is. This is the safe haven for us. That's what I'm trying to build here. All are welcome here as long as you're not on some bullshit and you're not a fucking vulture. Those are the only things I don't fuck with.
I'm definitely not either one of those, man. So I appreciate you seeing the you know, genuine person in me, and inviting me on the show. And I missed my original date, and you kept it all the way 100 with me. I was like breaking down over here, man. And you kept it all the way 100 with me and gave me another date, and I appreciate that. You know, you're just a real brother in general, man. Salute to you.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Shit happens, man.
Shit happens. Like, literally, like, life is fucked up. Some days, the days just don't go your fucking way, you know?
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. I'm just coming in. I'm in my second home right now. I'm actually... We could talk about Oklahoma City, but I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona. This is where I kind of grew up at as well. My father's from here, so I kind of traveled back and forth my whole life. And so I just pulled, like, literally just got off the mountain, just checked into the room and checked, like, oh, shoot, it's 3 o'clock. Let me call. So, man, it's been a whirlwind day already, man. But I'm ready to hear what y'all want to talk about, though.
Hey, we're here to talk about you. This is
love that. Love. I love
you know what
talking
I'm saying?
About
so, right. And this is so basically, this is the third rule of this show, right? This is, I want you to have the conversation with your potential new fans that we all wish we could have.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because we never really get to explain why we doing, what the fuck we doing, why this song, we never get this that opportunity, and I want that to be this conversation.
Okay. Yeah, let's make it happen. So first off, let me say why I'm in Phoenix. First off, it's my father's birthday coming up, so he stays out here. And then I left a lot of roots and things in these streets when I was out here music-wise. So anytime I come back here, it's just an automatic go. So I got a new album dropping this year. Well, I actually got two new albums, but the main one I'm focused on is with a DJ that's a DJ slash producer that's out of LA by the name of Ja Blues. Some may know him as his DJ name Fader Beats as well. But he basically produced the whole album. We got 12 songs that I'm very proud of, and I've been an artist. I've been rapping since 91. I don't want to put a, you know, forget it, man. I'm 41 years old, right? So I've been rhyming since 91. I started rhyming when I was, you know, 11 years old, just being a kid, and the only hip-hop that we would get, because we ain't had no cable or nothing unless you went over your grandma's house. So the only hip-hop you would get is on when In Living Color would come on Sundays, right? And they would play the at the end of the show, they would play any artist. And I remember I seen 93 Till, 93. This is how we – is it 93 Till Infinity? Yeah. So I seen that. And, man, it kind of, like, blew my mind, brother. And from that day forward – you know, I just started rhyming. And of course, you start by mimicking the people that you like, and then you eventually develop your own style. And so I was, you know, my older stepbrother was a hip-hop head, and he kind of I remember I was in a car with him one day, and I used to listen to, like, Bone Heavy. And he was like, oh, you listen to that garbage? He's like an older Muslim cat, kind of real serious dude. He's like, oh, you listen to that garbage, man? What you need to be listening to is this Nas, right? And this before any East Coast, West Coast. Even if it was that, like, I was still a neutral cat being from Oklahoma. It didn't even matter.
Right.
And so he puts in Nas Illmatic, bro, like when I'm, like, probably 13 years old, 14 at the max. And it literally, like, just blew my brain wide open. And from that point on, that's the kind of artist kind of I wanted to be. I wanted to be the artist to paint a picture and take you to my neighborhood and let you see how I was really living. And so if I was to be able to talk to a new fan, I would tell them, like, listening to me, you're literally going to take a journey through my life. And it's a fun book, and it's still being written, which is why I'm not quitting. So that was a bar.
That was.
That definitely was a bar.
That was a
we
bar.
We are in the right direction.
Right. So, for any new fan that would like to dive into me, it's Embrae, EMBRAELE, space capital VEEN. And man, you bring up my whole catalog, and you can literally it's like listening to a diary of my life. You're gonna know about everything that's going on, and I got an interesting life. I can't say everybody has that. And I think, like, once I tapped into my real life story, you know, instead of trying to, like, you know, the facade and the mirage, instead of going that route, when I tapped into my real life story and realized how original it was, not necessarily original, because I know everybody go through things, but, you know, everybody is themselves for a reason. So,
right,
you know,
right.
I just think my story is an interesting story, man, and you can really kind of get into it and vibe with it. And, you know, like I said, I've been told that I've never made a bad song. So we'll see if that continues to be the case. So, but, yeah, I got this album dropping
this
year.
From what I've heard,
that's
believable. That's believable. I'll just say, in my opinion, and, you know, J Boogie will tell you, when it comes to music, I'm a fucking snob. So, like, being an artist myself, I'm judging. So, you see what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, for my particular taste, I do agree. I agree with
you
100%.
Thank you. It's hard to be one of the hardest things to be right now. Just period, is to be yourself and to sound like yourself, right? You know, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I had to ask myself, like, what do you sound like coming from Chickasha, Oklahoma? By those who don't know where Chickasha at, it's like 40 miles south of Oklahoma City. The only reason you know about them is, like, the thunder or the bombing.
Right.
So, you know, I come from like, that country slums, like, to where if you came down there, it would surprise you, like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers is real down here. You know what I'm saying? But like my uncle said, like half of my family moved to the Bay at a young age. So I was real, like, Bay Area connected my whole life. And my uncle will tell you, man, he stay in Oakland. He'll be like, man, anywhere you got some Johnsons, some Hendersons, some Jacksons, some Joneses, it's going to be some real nigga shit going on. I don't give a fuck what block you on in America. If you got them last names over there, it's going to be some nigga shit going
on.
And, I mean, it's facts. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the same thing that was going on in Oakland.
And that's
in,
black,
in
and that's black or white. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, facts.
My bad, bro.
No, you're good.
That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, the same thing that was going on in Oakland in 1988 was going on in Chickasha, Oklahoma. You know, just on a smaller scale, but it was still happening. And then Oklahoma was flooded by Californians in the late 80s and early 90s. And I ain't going to lie, man, they turned it into Little Compton. You know what I'm saying? So it was...
What do
you
know?
A
drive by in Missouri. There's a whole song about it, almost.
Yeah, what did you say? St. Louis is just like Compton.
I said, exactly. There was actual superhero songs written about the Midwest. Like, yeah, they will take their cornerback.
Right.
And if you think about it, there's never been a song written about somebody from Cali telling a story about anywhere in the Midwest where the Midwest didn't get back on top. Nobody ever thinks about that.
You know, I think that we've always had that, like, underdog chip on our shoulders. You know, even, like, within state. Tulsa, Oklahoma City, you know what I mean? It's like there's like a small beef there. It's like Tulsa's like, yo, we don't get the shine that we deserve. You know, so, you know, it could possibly be some funk if you run into the wrong person from Tulsa and you from Oklahoma City. You know, that type of deal. So I guess that's anywhere you go, too.
It is. It's one of them. It's that 16 block radius conditioning we have. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get out of that 16 blocks, you start to see like shit. For example, me being from the West Coast, the biggest thing is you're always in the Midwest. You're always in the middle of the map doing something. And the funny thing is, you would think being here in California, everything would be here. But when I go to the Midwest, I see all the opportunity there. Like, I see literally every element. You need a breakdancer motherfucker that can actually breakdance? You're going to find him somewhere in the middle of this map.
Right.
You need a video dude? You're going to find him somewhere in the middle of this. You need a singer, like a soul singer that can sing from their spirit? Somewhere in the middle of the map.
Right. Why do you
think that is? And they go ahead and crazy. Go ahead.
Why do you think that is? Like, why do you think it happens that way?
Well, I mean, we could go back into we could go deep into let's be real. That's if we want to go historical, we have the Southern aspect, the slave, the struggle aspect. Because a lot of those states are clan states. Let's just be real. So you have that, and I think in the Midwest there's still a bit of. Our cultures are still live there, because I know here on the West Coast we're way more. I feel like I'm a city boy. Like I have to admit that when I'm in the Midwest, I realize there's a lot of country shit I don't like that I should feel at home, but I don't. I'm a blacktop kid. That's how I came up. That's what I don't. I'm not used to too many trees. I'm not used to it being too quiet and things like that. And then I just think that. I don't know. It's just something in y'all spiritually, I feel like. And I don't mean like from a religious aspect. I just mean there's something about like your vibration. You're still in tune with certain things that a lot of us, I guess,
what's
have lost touch with.
What's crazy about Oklahoma is that it is it's a place that we ran to, right? So like my father's full blood Indian, Oneida Indian from Wisconsin area, and my mother's African American, of course. And what I found out about the black side of my family is they ran to Oklahoma from Texas. They was chased out by the Klan to Indian territory. You know what I mean? So once they got here, you know, just it's amazing to see how the tribes still connect even till this day. And the similarities, man, to how they were done. I always tell people, like, if somebody asks me, like, you know, what's your mix? I'd be like, man, two struggles came together and created an ultimate struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
That's true indeed.
So,
that's true indeed.
So it was crazy because I found out my family owned not a convenience store, I guess. It would be like a general store back then. And, they were chased out by the Klan. Came up here to Indian territory and established their own land during the land run, actually. So, you know, like a real boomer sooner, you know, type of thing. So, man, you know, it's just crazy when you think about all that history and then how you got here and you're documenting it. A guy told me the other day, he was like, man, you are you were sent here to document this. You know what I mean? That's why you're here. So you can't quit documenting as long as you're living. And because there's times while we're doing this independently, we're struggling, we're doing this by ourselves, we're also living lives, raising families, and everything else that goes still trying to achieve this music dream. while we're doing that, you know, there's many times that you want to quit because you don't feel like you've achieved the goals that you set out for yourself. And it was at a certain point, man, when I was like kind of in my late 30s, I was kind of going through it, and I realized that I was leaving more legacy behind than anything. I was realizing, like, the videos I was making, well, man, when my mom passed, I'm going to be able to hear my mom laugh forever. My kids will be able to hear my mom laugh forever. You know how you go back and look at your ancestors, you might look at a picture. They'll be able to actually have a face, a name, a laugh, a tone of voice, a message maybe through the music. You know, my grandkids will really know who their grandfather is because I continue to deliver them music, whether people was buying it or not. People are buying it, but just not, you know, with the streaming services and the way they jack you over on now, all of that stuff. You know, if you would have told me at 16, 30,000 people would have bought my album last year, I would have been, you know, ecstatic until, you know, you go check that bank report and see, like, you'd be like, wait a
that
minute, 30,000? 30,000?
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I'm still trying to figure out what a tenth of a penny is. That's what I'm still trying to do that math. I missed that meeting. What is that? How do you pay? Because if you think about it, not to get too far into the streaming payout, but how do you get a tenth of one? What is a tenth of one?
Unreal.
So basically, what that tells me.
Go ahead.
Tells me. There's actually a level of poverty that's worse than poverty.
They can break
money down to tenths. Like
that's
one of them weird. Yeah, it was one of the weird. Like really, bro. So there's actually worse. There's somebody that's worse than the worst motherfuckers that we could think of. Like
tenth of a
penny. There's something worse than dirt broke. That's less than dirt broke, bro. Like that's not even. Like, what could you buy with a tenth of anything? Like, of a penny?
Nothing.
That's a tenth of infinity. Like, it's a who's it? It's a what's it?
Is there a way, just hypothetically speaking, is there a way that we flip that at all? Like, that the artist
looks at. There's always a way to do that, right? But it would take a certain – okay, now I'm going to give you an analogy, right? And this will just sum up. It's the people – our people wouldn't allow it to happen. So, for example, we'll use something recent, COVID. When COVID came out, everybody was divided about what it was and if it was real, if it was fake, it was because it's a government conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. So people said, hey, listen. We don't really got this thing under control. We don't necessarily know what it is. We just know that it's in the air. And you can inhale it. So for the sake of it, we don't even know if these things are going to work. But just for the sake of just general, let's just play it safe. Let's be safe. For the general just sake of everyone, let's all wear a mask. Just for the sake of maybe that might save your life or save somebody. We're not saying it will, but it just for the sake of just in case we don't know. Let's just all do it for the greater good of us. There was people that said, fuck that. Fuck everyone else.
Right.
I'm not doing shit for the – you see what I'm saying? So that mentality is why things like that would never come to play because there's always going to be someone that, well, I'm doper than – I'm better than him. Why would I help him? We already do that to each other. Why would I give you some game or why would I tell you that I got an audition? Because you might get it and I might not, and you might blow up. So,
man,
it's the
craziest mindset that step on the neck, step on the neck to get ahead mindset or to get mine and not make sure that you're going to be able to even understand. Like, I remember I called this guy. I mean, so there's a popular artist in Oklahoma. It's like probably like we have, right? This guy sees me perform at one of his showcases. He puts on a showcase. I go to the showcase. I perform. I tear it down, right? The guy loses his mind. Like, he's coming up, hugging me, you know, all of that. And so he gives me his number. I reach out to him. I didn't want to be that guy like, oh, I'm not going to call. I'm going to have too much pride to call this guy. Nah, I reached out to him like the next day, man. I was like, hey, you remember me? You remember this song? I sent him a video of the song that I did. He was like, oh, yeah, man, I remember you. What's good? What's good? How you doing? I was like, brother, I'm going to just tell you like this. I don't want anything from you because I'm sure you got people knocking down your door. I just want to know where I go. That's it. Where do I go? Who are the people that I need to be around in order to get them to listen to my music like you did? Or to get them to, you know, just to be in that environment. What environment do I need to be in the space that you're in right now? And that brother left me on red, man. And then I seen him. Matter of fact, I was hosting at the bar that you had toured at. That you had came through that night, the tornado show. I was hosting at that bar, and he actually walked in to see one of his artists perform. And I had the mic in my hands, so I had a moment to get at him. And I took a little shot at him. It wasn't nothing huge, but it was kind of like everybody doesn't have the same circle or the same people or the same information as this brother has. So we got to kind of take our hats off to this brother. But it was kind of like, why wouldn't you, if you see another person that is dope at their craft from your section, why wouldn't you want to give that brother information for him to be in a position to succeed?
What does that do for me? That's why.
At this day and age, like, five seats, right? Like, I'm guessing, right. But like, I mean, what does that do for you? That means you. I mean, I guess nobody's breaking nobody new artists nowadays. That those days are over. You know, my man asked me, "What you got to do to get played on Sway and Tech in the morning?" I'm like, $1,500. He's like, "But you dope." He's like, "They don't break artists no more." I'm like, $1,500. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. $1,500 to get my song on Sway and Tech. So if you ain't got if you don't have the right relationship, if you don't have the bread to put that into that single or whatever like that, you know, the days of a DJ breaking your record in a club and you going viral over that, them days is over, right? Or am I just talking out my ass?
I completely agree with you.
What I will say is there, DJs could break records. They really could. But, okay, so here's you got your 50-50. So we are now, we've lived long enough to see the transition of it from being ours to theirs, which means it went from independent to corporate. The music we're talking about won't even, you know, and I mean no diss to Sway and Tech. I grew up watching them. I admire them. Let's be real. Like, I would love to fucking go on that show.
Right.
But they're a part of the bigger machine though. Now.
No.
That's the business of hip hop that we're looking at. You know, and even though they're still true, that's probably the most grassroots show we got still. But they are. When you start talking about Sirius Radio and Shade 4-5, that's a corporation you're dealing with. So it's not, I don't think it's rewarding to DJs anymore to break records.
Yeah.
Because the industry they don't even gauge records like they used to. They gauge records off of what is your social media presence. They don't gauge records off of the potential of how dope it is. I mean, just so happens, and that's another thing. You don't really need people to break records because shit. If you position it right, now yeah, it'll be harder, but you could break your own fucking record now.
Right.
So what they did, I think, and this is just one of my conspiracy theories, but I think they fucking did was figured out a way to trick us into being the fucking A&R.
As far as what do you mean us?
us as the artists.
Right.
They tricked us because they
figured out that ourselves are our own A&R. We build our own social media presence, our own everything, and they like you got it. And we want.
And then they come in and buy it for pennies. Yeah, and then they bring buy you for pennies and sell you for millions. Because let's be real, when we figured out how to use social media to our favor, the one thing that we have to understand is we're dealing with a system that's more organized than us and has been at this for a very long time. So the one thing that I've learned about powerful people, the one thing they do the best is they adapt well. They don't like when something crazy comes our way, we panic most of the time. They say, oh, okay, this is a new thing. Good one. You got us on that one. Good job, guys. Thanks for letting us know that we were weak in that way. Now watch what we do with it. Watch how we adjust now. Okay, here's the new game. Adjust. Like, remember when the 360 deal was all the craze? That was an adjustment to something. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you just look at it from a business angle, they were adjusting. I mean, and that's what I admire. Even though it's a shady business, I admire that because that's something that very wealthy people do well. Like, there's no – like, for them, it's almost like a problem. It's just a thing to be solved. It's not a problem.
Wow. Right.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
not. It's
like,
just so business.
Right. Okay, cool, good. Right. It's almost like we're playing we're playing a game of chess that we know is never going to end, but we admire the next man. Like, oh, that was a good one. That was a good move, dude. I never saw that coming.
But you know what's wild, man, is when you really come from the essence of this, when this thing is in your soul, man, when it's in everything you're doing, we are just not built to even think like that. We're not built to even think like that. I mean, even some of the most cutthroat drug dealers in our neighborhood still look out for the little man. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy. We're just not, you know, genetically built to think and feel like that. But we have to. The successful people play that game, and they play it well. So
right. Because you got to understand, like, each thing is a different thing. Like, I think oftentimes we bring – so this is what the music game has taught me by just whooping my ass. I can't bring my moral code into this because the game itself doesn't give a fuck about my moral code. It does not care. So just because I am a certain way and I believe that I should carry myself in this way and I should treat people with a certain level of respect – it's almost like I'm going into a different neighborhood. I'm not going to get the same respect because those rules aren't the same there. But we often, as artists, we bring that shit with us thinking our rules apply. Like, nah, it was always this. These motherfuckers was always demons. And I'm not even saying like in a bad way. It's just understanding this is the kind of people I'm dealing with. So I have to be able to navigate these kind of people.
Right.
Period. Like, there's no excuse. Because it's funny how you hear artists, man, the game is so shady. The game is unfair. Motherfucker, you heard the last motherfucker before you say that. So, obviously, you should have known that before you got here, right? Like, right? We've been saying
this
that for
the
years. The motherfucker. Right. But we never listen. We keep saying the same shit over and over again.
I remember my brother.
And I think,
Go ahead.
I'm listening. You remember your brother?
Well, one of my brothers in rhyme went to South by Southwest. And I remember it was like always a dream for me to go there. You know how they promote it and everything else. It was always like a big deal. Always wanted to go there. And he goes and calls me from there and he goes, This is not for us. I say, what do you mean? He goes, this ain't the type of place for us. He's like, it's all about who knows, you know, whose butt you kissing, and you ain't kissing nobody's butt. So because you ain't doing that, it's not your spot. And it just like, he was just telling me how fake this is once you get behind the door, man.
And I ain't never really been close. I mean, I've been to a couple of meetings, but I never really like been behind the door or got the curtain pulled back. So I was kind of curious. Have you ever? How close have you been?
I say like this. If it's hot, I got a personal tan. I say it like that. That's how close to it I've been. So,
okay.
How can I say this? Because what I want to say, there's certain NDAs in place that I can't say what I want to say. But
okay.
I just say like this. For me, I realize that I am not a mainstream artist. I don't want to be one.
Right.
I don't. Do I have the ability to be? Yes. Do I even have the mentorship and the opportunity to be? Yes. But in seeing what it is, that is not what I set out to do. So,
right.
We often confuse, I think, we'll just put it in this category, because we got to look at this thing like a damn onion, and because that's really what it is. So let's just separate and keep it simple. We got to understand the difference between rap music, rap industry, and hip hop. I want to be a part of hip hop. I want to be a hip hop artist. Okay, so there's not the fanfare is different for them. Those are the Mos Defs and the Talibs and the people of that sort, the Razzcazes, those gentlemen, the Wu-Tang Clan, those gentlemen. Now, nobody says those gentlemen are not rich and probably are multimillionaires. I'm not even counting other people's pockets, but they're not Jay-Z. They're not talking. They're not Ye. You see what I'm saying? So there's still an aspect of, when we're talking about hip-hop, there's still an aspect of, you're just a really popular motherfucker versus people are going to be passing out and you got to fit in and you can't say the wrong thing and everything you say, people scrutinize. There's a certain level of things you got to commit to if you want to play that game. And I think a lot of us confuse that you don't have to be the next Jay-Z. Bro, you could literally be the RZA.
For real.
Like, seriously.
For real. That's a good, point.
The same shit?
Most definitely.
That's not how we you know, you could be a Chris Calico, you could be a Tech N9ne. You
right.
What's the difference? What's the difference between Tech and Jay-Z? Let's be real. Aren't they demanding? Now I get it. Jay-Z is doing stadium tours, but could Tech N9ne not do that if he really wanted to? He's fucking Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
Like.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
He could definitely do that.
Like,
yeah.
You feel me? So it's just, I think we get so caught up in the bag idea, the bag, I'm rich, I want to start on. And it's like, okay, well, nah, I looked at it, maybe I was blessed to have mentors that really said, okay, bro, this is the guy. Okay, if you want that, there's door A. I'm going to open it for you. Look in there. You can hang out. But there's certain things you're going to have to do to stay up here. Right? And then.
Wow.
There's this other thing where you could still be you. You could still da-da-da. So it's one of those, you got to really ask yourself who you really want to be. Because you could literally be a hip-hop artist and make $100,000 to $200,000 a year just being a rapper. That's legitimate. That could really, and, you know, most people work jobs they hate and don't even make $100,000, $200,000 a year if you play the game, right?
Right.
You think Rakim is running around here broke? You think KRS-One is running around here broke?
No, sir.
This man is going to Sweden and shit places we can't even announce that we don't even know where the fuck that is on the map.
Right.
So I think that's what the question you got to ask yourself, because some of this shit that we are dealing with is we're playing mainstream games knowing and not realizing that that isn't even us. There's certain
indeed.
I'm not even
indeed.
Built for that. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, but really understanding I'm not built for that. You know what I'm saying? Are you built to have to do them things? Are you built to risk putting yourself in the position that there might be some pictures that come out about you 20 years from now? Are you built for that?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, I'm definitely.
I'm definitely not. And I'm definitely not. And I'm definitely not willing to put it on the line for, you know, whatever. I'm not willing to, you know, sell my morals and values and my soul and what I was, the fabric of me, for a deal or for any kind of fame or money. You know, that's how, I guess that's why, man, I appreciated what you did so much, because you really came through there, and I could tell you was genuinely doing it wherever you was going and really putting the people that was willing to listen to, like, man, you could do this. It's another way to do this. And, man, you're inspiring, man. You're inspiring. And, you know, I follow you on your social media accounts. You always dropping gems on there. And just from the day I met you, man, you've been a gem dropper, brother, a gem dropper, for real. And you're not afraid to spread the seed. Yeah, you're not afraid to spread the seed, man, and let other people get a glimpse of what they could do as well, man. So you're inspiring to me, man, and I wish you nothing but success and happiness and wealth in the future for your efforts and your fruits of your labor. Most definitely, man.
I appreciate that. Well, I need more gentlemen like yourself. That's why. Because that's what inspires me. And I feel like that's what we're missing. You know, so me, you know, I'm a purist when it comes to lyricism. Like, I like to be impressed by, or just wowed by, the how the fuck do you understand the English language in that way, bro? Like, how does that make sense? That inspires me with people. You know what I'm saying? Because the one thing I'll say, like, here's one of my flaws as an artist. I'm not very good at telling stories. I'm not a storyteller type guy. But I admire, like, man, how the fuck did you get from there to there?
It's a talent.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I need that inspiration.
Man. Yeah. Do y'all drop bars on your show at all? Do y'all have a rhyme on the show, or is it mainly conversation?
Oh, it's whatever you want to do. It's whatever. Right. Yeah, we just haven't got there yet.
I'm not a rapper.
You play one of your songs though.
You said I'm not a rapper. I ain't mad at you,
man.
It's not an easy. You know what's crazy, man? I got a 20 something year old son, and I never knew this kid was rapping, man. Like, he was a quiet kid, and never knew he was looking at me like, I want to be like my pops. So I didn't know he was rapping until he played his first song for me, and I was like, wow, this kid is dope. Like, now, granted, he's their style. It's his age group style. But the fact that he's talking about something with conceptual visuals and all kind of stuff that he got going on, it's amazing to see the influence that I had on him just by being a lyricist and by giving him something to strive to be like. You know what I mean? I didn't even know I was doing it. I always tell people, like, man, I just be living my life. Like, I don't really know what I mean to people, you know. They spray painted my face on a wall while I was alive, and I was like, I didn't even know people felt that way about me. You know what I mean? I did not know that.
Right.
And you know, most people don't ever get to see their face spray painted on a wall unless it's over, and they ain't gonna see it. So to come back, I came. It was my birthday. I came back. They had the whole mural done with my neck with my face up there. You know, doing the things I would normally be doing in life if they know me. And it's dope, brother. So I like I always tell people though, I never know what I mean to people. I never know. I just live my life, but I do say this though. I will say this. I live my life trying to impress God and nobody else. I don't care what my kids think about me. I don't care what my wife think about me. My brother, my mother, my father. I don't care what nobody think about me, because I came in alone. I'm gonna go alone. But the only person that I'm trying to impress is God. And if I'm impressing Him and you not impressed, something wrong with you. So, you know what I'm saying? My kids should love me because I'm trying to impress God.
Right.
My wife should love me because I'm trying to impress God. My father and my mother, they should love me because they see the journey and the mission I'm on, and hopefully I'm inspiring them to do the same thing. You know, that's most of the problem, bro, is we be out here trying to impress other people that's trying to impress other people that's trying to impress other people mm-hmm. that's trying to impress you. That's trying to impress you.
Bars.
You remember you was a kid, bro? You was a kid and you used to look up to whoever you looked up to. Man, and you try to impress this guy. You might be older than you, whatever. You trying to impress this guy. As I got older, I realized the whole time he was trying to impress me too. He was trying to impress me too, and I ain't see that. And now I got to a point to where I realized, man, the only person I need to impress is God. And after that is, you know, hopefully everybody gets to see that and gets inspired by that. But yeah, as far as being out here impressing other people, that's what gets us where we at, man. For real, that's what gets us where we at. So I own a barbershop. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I hate to cut conversation. We're going into an hour into the show, and we play a song. You know, that's what this is all about. You know, introducing your music to the people here. So we like to let the artists pick the first song, you know, the very first song, you know, when they come on to Note by Note. You know, what's the first song you want to go out to any listeners out there?
Okay. The first song would be Wanna Be for me. It was the first video I ever did. And I was able to do it in my old projects and, you know, kind of like Nas style, like I said, one of my favorite artists. So, yeah, Wanna Be with me and my brother Technique.
All right, cool. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Umbre Levine, and this is Wanna Be. We will be right back. Stay with us. Here we go. And again. Maybe. Okay.
From the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million. It's from the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million.
Like you handed me sour, I put the diesel on it. You only put in these hours if you really want it. My bees gone on the flower, seeing life through a lens. Never getting why they hit me while they take up a pen. I guess you stay fake till you win. With the L around the corner, you be safe till the end. I be facing subwoofing with my face in the wind. High shit, floating, choking, just chasing her. Praying for men that do they mama dirty. Might in my hand, Mary J. Blige, no drama journey. On the mission I am, you ain't gotta pay attention, you can listen and listen. Jam, I stay down, stick to the plan. If the shit hit the fan, I don't know you, my man. Put some money on my books and give my mama a grand. Tell my woman that I love her, cause she
from the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million. It's from the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million.
He's the reason, he believes it. He's to my folks and the people who ain't believing. To the people that love me and know they need me. Peace to the people above me that couldn't see me. Everything I came with, I'm leaving with. Yeah, I know my whole heart and who my allegiance is. Cold game, they not embarrassed with no shame. I travel this planet moving music like Soul Train. Summer madness, hobbies become a habit. Niggas think you nice cause you rapping about hella fashion. Yeah, I'm chilling and cool. Mind so deep that it can fill up a pool. Feel it at all. Get your money, black man, create a ceiling and fall. Through the struggle, I can see a vision. Free my mind and I can make a living. Cause I hustle, I just wanna
from the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million. It's from the struggle, I can see the vision. It's the only other piece missing. I free my mind and I'ma make a living. It's from this hustle, I'ma make a million.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, Jay Boogie, with me broadcasting from his home studio. It is my boy, Jesse Lives, and we have Umbrella Levine on the show with us tonight. That was...
I told you the boy could rap.
That was a great song.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I was feeling that.
I told y'all
the
boy could rap.
Yeah, man, I've been doing it a long time, brother. Thank y'all, man. It's truly humbling.
You know what I'm saying? I be saying, motherfuckers don't be believing me. You know what I'm saying? I would think at this point, if I say a motherfucker can rap, like, the motherfucker can actually rap. that's a whole other soapbox I be on. Like, I don't know why motherfuckers don't believe. I try to tell y'all, I've been trying to. Hey, but yeah, ain't I been trying to tell them that 90% of motherfuckers we brought on this show can actually fucking rap?
Right. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. Trying to build that criteria up, man.
So you said, I heard you say you shot this video in your old project.
Yeah.
How did all that
happen? Man, it was crazy because... It's a vision I had in my head, like, since I started rapping. It was to be in my projects, be on my project stairs. Came across a videographer. He wasn't scared to go over there. I hadn't lived over there in, like, 15 years when we shot the video. So we go back, and it's a dude that stays in my building, not only in my building, in my actual apartment. So he comes out, and he kind of, like, threatens us. It's like me and my brother and my two kids, and he threatens. He's like, yo, who are y'all? Where y'all from? And all of that. I'm like, bro, we from here. You know what I'm saying? I used to stay in that apartment right there. And he's like, oh, no, you ain't never stay here. I've been here 15 years, like, type of deal. And I'm like, yo, I give him the date. I run my date. And he's like, y'all the OGs, those OGs. I'm like, yeah, man, we good, bro, we good. So I guess we got the ghetto pass to shoot there. And if you ever get a moment to check out that video, and you can kind of tell it's just one of those situations. But everything worked out perfect that day. We got to shoot. It was hot. It was a hot summer day. They was having a parade downtown Oklahoma City. They had the Oklahoma City marching band there. It was just a live day in the city, and we got to film it and capture the moment on camera. It's like one of my most proudest moments as a independent artist, man, was doing that song and video.
Oh, so it was a blessed day, man.
It was supposed to happen days, you know. It got to happen. So, you know, and that's what we're here to do right now. I'm here in Phoenix, man, to make magic, for real. That's what I'm here. This new album I got coming out is called We On That Again.
Okay.
Like I said, it's with my man Ja Blues, and I'm here to create a couple movies before I leave. So with the palm trees in the background, I'm trying to be like y'all.
Put on your sunblock. You are in the desert. Don't be under any delusion, bro. You are in the fucking desert. If it looks
good,
no, that's the mirage, motherfucker. You are in
the
desert.
You ain't lying about that, brother. It's about 110 here right now. I'm baking. I'm baking.
I've had my Arizona runs. Yeah, you know, ain't nothing ever come good from Arizona for me. It was always some, like... Yeah, that was some dumb shit. I don't know how the fuck we survived. Like, for real, it was funny. Me and one of my lieutenants was talking about that the other day. Last time we was in AZ, it was really like, bro, I don't know how the fuck we could go to prison. Like, that shit was like, bro, how did that even happen? You know, yeah, them stories like, bro, the motherfucker fell off the roof. You having them stories like, bro.
Right. Yeah, sounds about right, man. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah,
so,
it's just my second home, man. So I had to deal with it, but it is what it is. It has its good and bad parts.
But it's good to get you moving around. You know what I'm saying? Because that's really what it's all about, in my opinion. I mean, because it really does change your perspective. because a lot of this game is just being able just to get in front of people.
It really is.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like I get more love, and I said this the other day, and you said something about it. I feel like I get more love out of state than I ever get it at the crib. You know what I mean? It's like people are, and what's crazy.
You know, we've had a few artists say something just very, very similar, you know?
Yeah, man, like, you know, what's crazy about it, though, is like, if they see you in person, they're like when I go to, like, these local hip-hop events, I might make an appearance here and there, and when I make one, it's like everybody knows me. So I'm sitting here in my home thinking nobody's listening to my music, nobody looking at my videos, nobody hearing me rap, really, you know what I mean? Nobody really. And then when I go to these spots, all these kind of local celebrities, they all come up and give me these fake daps and handshakes. So it's like, oh, so you do know who I am. Oh, so you are listening to the music. Oh, you have seen the videos. Why don't you want to work, man? Why don't you want to work? You don't want to do the work?
You
know what I'm saying? Home loves you last.
That's exactly what I said. Home loves
that's,
you last.
That's
you
what gotta, you said. That is exactly what you said.
Yeah. When I say this, this is a bar. It's something you just got to accept. Listen. To them, and this is just a hypothetical person. Like, I don't know. I'll use myself. I'm the dude who was the football dude growing up. I wasn't the rapper dude.
Right.
So to them, I'm that guy. I'm always
right.
Jesse Jones' older brother who played football, who could rap but wasn't a rapper. He was the jock dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
right.
All. That's what
right.
They see. So no matter what accomplishments I have, no matter how much I look up to them, and ironically are trying to impress them in a way that, you know, it's like as an artist, like, bro, I just want to know that you respect what I'm doing. That doesn't matter because they still see me as who they see me as.
Oh,
or
yeah, that's a football
however,
dude. That's a football
whoever. yeah, that's a football dude trying to be a rapper because he supposedly failed at football. When, nah, bro, actually, I had a whole football career, retired, and did all of that.
Right.
Hey, I actually did that. Now I'm doing this because for some reason this is in me. But
right.
They just see that guy, whoever they know as that guy. And when we're talking about from the same city, that's what we're judging. We're judging, okay, what side of town is he from? How real is he?
All of
that.
How
many bitches does he got? How many bodies does he got? Is he considered one of them niggas? Is he not? Instead of realizing, like, the funny thing is, you know, we over here, if California can raise its hand as a state, we're like, hey, while y'all beefing about who's dopest, you know we don't give a fuck about that over here, right? We don't care. Technically, yeah, we're thinking country when we think Oklahoma. We're thinking white boys trying to rap like black boys. Like that kind
oh,
of thing.
I already know.
So
I already know. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that's not happening here. But the same way it's happening here, it's happening there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's happening well, there. Yeah, it's happening
king,
there too.
The king of
but,
city, nobody's realizing that. Bro, it does, like, the city next to you is not even paying attention to you. The dudes that are across the, like when I met you, when I told you, I said, look, bro, it's not even about Oklahoma. It's about cats in New York listening to you and knowing who you are. It's about
right.
cats in California listening to you. That's your bar.
Right.
It's about cats in Texas. You got to measure yourself by the big markets. If you get a response there, then all of a sudden you matter because people who have nothing to you but your music are fucking with you.
Yeah.
That 16 block radius thing we got. I think I need to say that more often because I think that's really kind of we're conditioned in that way. We're indoctrinated in you can't see past I'm from the hood. I'm from this is my block. I'm from here. I represent here. I'm gonna put on my 69, bro. Sorry, the game is too big for that now. Everybody's a rapper.
Yeah.
Everybody's putting on for their city. You got girls out rapping boys now. Let's just be real. Female rappers are actually the doper of the two right now. It's a bigger picture,
yeah,
bro.
Right.
It's an arms race for bars right now. Who's better? Who's literally better? That's got to be the fight. who's actually putting out the best shit.
Hey, I'll be honest. I was listening to Katana Dadon the other day. Listening to that Third Eye song of hers. That's just dope.
She's spitting that hot fire, huh?
Katana has, no mercy. Throwing elbows, kicking, biting, all of that shit. Like, get on the road. And that's my point. But we so caught up in, I want to be the guy that put on my city. Well, I think it's a weird thing because we get so stuck in the past and what made you relevant in the past, what made a rapper relevant in the past. We're still kind of stuck in that Stone Age thinking.
Definitely. Well, I think there's like some of these new kids, they know none of it matter. Like how like keeping it real, that don't matter. Sounding like biting somebody's style, that don't matter. Like you could do all of that. You know what I mean? Like everything that was off limits to us. Like, I swear to God, I was thinking about this the other day just driving to work. I'm like, yo, if you bit my style when I was 16 years old, my whole crew's coming to smash you out. We coming to smash you. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't even have to be my rap style. It could have been like, yo, I wear my collar up, and now you wearing your collar up with the beads. My nigga, nah, we gonna come see about you. You know what I'm saying? Because your style was all you had. You didn't have, no social media telling you how to dress or nothing. That you was your own individual, and most of that just came out of having nothing. You know what I mean? You didn't have nothing, so the little shit you did have, you figured out how to rock that shit right, and you rocked it to a certain point to when, you rocked it. I remember. I don't know if they was doing this in Cali, but down here, everybody had the starter jackets with their name on the back, their nickname on the back and shit. You know what I mean? And I couldn't, my moms couldn't afford to start a jacket. You know, I was ready to kill a motherfucker over one. You know, but the homie will let me rock his. Yeah, bro, the homie will let me rock his. I remember he had a Raiders starter jacket with his name on the back, and I rocked that motherfucker better than he did. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker's like, yo,
We had the pullovers. That was, I remember, I think it was the pullovers, the starter pullovers with the zip up in the middle.
Did they have a pocket on the front, the big pocket?
Yeah, the pouch in the front,
the little pocket in the front,
That's your sweats to go with that shit. That's a matching kick, boy.
Oh, you was killing.
You think bro, you walk around like you selling all the rocks. Like, for real, though. and here's a crazy segue on that, because I was actually talking to one of my young homies the other day. Ron Deasy, I'm going to shout him out. That's a really smart cat, really dope young MC, making his way, really good dude, family man, all the good shit you need to be. And we were having this conversation, and I came to this conclusion that we don't realize that, especially in our culture, we're the only culture that, sets limits on, you're too old to be a rapper. Just to say, hey, I'm older than my 20s, it can be cringy in certain circles, as they'll say. Right, but we're only genre that does that shit, right? Like, nobody says, I don't want to hear no Black Sabbath, because them dudes is old. Nobody says that.
I think I've seen a tour date called The Last Sabbath.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, these things are about to fall apart.
Right, but there's still love. But here's the catch.
Right.
We don't recognize that there's a certain point where we stopped appreciating the people whose shoulders we stand on. We don't realize, without what they did, without them, we don't have this. Like, for example, in my family, I have men that grew up in the segregated South. They grew up during Jim Crow. That grew up in the time where if you were thought to be looking at a white woman, bro, you're done. We're cutting your dick off. We're sticking it in your mouth. We're hanging you. We're setting you on fire. All of that.
Oh, while we make postcards. All of that. Yeah.
Right. And it was funny because we had a family reunion, and when my great uncles was telling me, he was like, yeah, there was a time, it was crazy, where they even thought we were thinking about it. They was coming after us. That's how we used to get into most of the violent altercations we used to get into, because my family is known for being the uppity Negroes. right. basically. So, you know, just not to talk too much, but we were those kind of black people who would fight you,
right.
who would
so,
shoot police, that kind of shit.
Right, they trying to figure out how can we knock them down. Yeah.
Right. We can't hurt them financially. We can't hurt them politically. They're their own people, and they don't play. They run shit, you know, that kind of shit.
Right.
And he said the crazy thing is to see now I see, you know, young brothers, like, walking around with their white girlfriend holding their hand. And he's like, and I don't have a problem with it, but it's crazy. The like, they don't realize what we went through just for them to have that freedom. And that has such a profound effect on me when I was talking to my little homie. I was like, I think that's really the disconnect. No one realizes somebody really did crawl. Y'all the motherfucking run at the speed of light.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, just referencing it back to a hip-hop situation, imagine some of the horrible deals that were given out. Not saying people still ain't signing horrible deals, but, you know, these guys were making pennies. And to see, like, you know, these artists that, you know, let's just face it, are less talented, less creative, make millions and millions and millions of dollars that, you know, that basically happened because of them. Same thing with sports, you know. You have these, you know, basketball players, football players, baseball players that are making tens of millions of dollars. And like you said, they're standing on the backs of people that is making like $100,000 a year still having to get a part-time job. You know what I mean?
Right, so right.
It's crazy.
Right. Crazy. It's bananas. But I think that's the one, if we can talk about the culture, that's one of the things, that's a fence that if we could somehow mend that understanding, like, nah, technically, we need all of it. Even in our own, whatever we call the black community, the biggest thing we have is the old don't fuck with the young, and the young don't really fuck with the old. So we don't fuck with our youth, and then we don't fuck with our experience. That's almost like dividing church and state. Once you get to a certain age group, you don't fuck with them little niggas no more. When you're young, I don't fuck with them little niggas no more. Like, but the way I came up is there's always, I know that, and maybe this is just a blessing for me and my family structure, but I always know that there's someone, like, I don't really take life advice from someone that's less than 65 to 70 years old because of just the experience they have. That's just me. Like, if I have a real life choice, I need to talk to someone that's been here for a while. But a lot of us, we don't even see that as a...
I agree with that. I've always been told you're not going to learn nothing from somebody learning like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to learn from somebody that's been there before.
Yeah.
So I got a question.
You can't help the poor if you're one of them. Yeah.
Facts.
It's going to be a kind of a random, weird question. So, is there anything that you, besides hip-hop, that you, like, low-key listen to, like, check around, make sure nobody around, you know, and then just kind of crank it up?
Well, nah, first off, let me tell you this. My dad is an Indian Elvis impersonator.
That's
like,
badass.
He didn't make it. So he was still getting paid, and he belonged to, like, a group of, like, international, like you know, you had like the black Elvis impersonator, Japanese Elvis impersonator. They were all in like this little group, you know what I'm saying? And so I grew up, man. I grew up. My
hey, networking
was a crazy Elvis fan.
No matter what it is, you know.
Right, right. My pops is a crazy Elvis fan. So I touched on Elvis growing up, man. That was like a staple in my house. what do I listen to? I mean, I listen to pretty much everything, brother. I grew up on Indian reservations where mainly like old, like 80s rock is like the main thing that they used to rock back in the day. So I listen to like a lot of old rock, classic rock. I listen to everything. I own a barbershop in Oklahoma City,
And I always like to say, like, I got one of the most diverse barbershops in the city. I got this crazy white dude that looks like Mike Tyson. That's crazy, right? A white dude looks like Mike, but he does. Same tattoo, everything, all swollen up. I got this Dominican dude from New York. I got the peaceful God body brother from San Francisco. And then you got my understudy from L.A. He's from South Central. He's a Hispanic guy by the name of Junior. And then you have myself, just big country. That's what everybody calls me on the street. I've tried to beat it, but I wanted to be, like, in the barbershop game, I wanted to have, like, a cool name. Like, yeah, call me Razor Bray. And I remember this guy was like, yo, big country ass. And it stuck, bro. It's been big country ever since.
And it stuck, always. It's always the side comment that sticks. It's always.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to be Razor Bray, man. He was like, hell no, you too big and loud and country for that shit, bro. Your ass is country. And big country stuck. And now I'm coaching ninth grade basketball. And I tried to come in. My nickname, my real name is Embray. It's an Indian name. And it means strong warrior, strong and brave warrior. And so I always, you know, nobody could ever pronounce my name. So I tried to give him the later part of it, the Braid, which was my nickname growing up. And everybody on the team is calling me Coach Country. And I'm just like, ah, forget it. Country, it is what it is. That's your name. So, but that's why I stand so strong. That's why I stand so strong on my rap name being my real name, because, you know, it just means something to me that people know that. But
hell yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Let's play another song, man, because we done talked
a
lot of airtime, so let's get some
of that music. I definitely think I sent you a song by the name of One Time. It's a great song, man. You could definitely play that. It's a good follow up to Wannabe.
All right, yeah, okay. I got One Time, and I got another one here that I'm not. It said was BNG, so I'm not sure if that's the actual title of the song or.
Yeah, it means biscuits and gravy.
Oh shit! Okay, all right, cool. All right, that's. Good deal. Yeah, I got One Time right here. I got it loaded up, ready to go. So, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen, this is One Time, and we will be right back. Stay with us when we continue conversation.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
My name is DJ Navi. That right there is Big Country. Embray Levine.
All money in like nip. From a small city where the Bloods and the Crips might trip, but we still got talent on grip. Ride to the wave, beat the ship, and we up outy. Puff, puff, cloudy in an uproar rowdy. Back window roll in a four-door Audi. Tents on my soul and it can't do without me. Right in the middle of the ghetto where they found me. Bounty. Eastside, Grady County, I know I'm dope, they surround me. Take care knives, but respect so they bound me. Snake Teflon and a cake and the brownies, I'm so blown. Mix the powder with the no-dos. Let them titties hang when the door close. Smoke cities, smoke shows, smoke flows. Professional from the brain to the ortho. Came hard, go bark, and bike with four stones. Skywalking, more time doing, less time talking. More time moving, less time looking. Less time to eat me, more time cooking.
I just wanna win one time. I just wanna win one time. I just wanna win one time.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
I just wanna win.
I just wanna breathe. Feel what it feel to be free. Fly my mama overseas for a minute. No limits when I run it. Want it so bad I can feel it in my stomach. $1 million dreams on the couch getting blunted. Everything real, either seen it or I done it. Done it or I seen it. Losing in the morning, but it's coming in the evening. Got it in the winter and the summer, they was fiending. Red dirt born, but I'm California scheming. Living been hard, all I needed was a reason. So been scarred, you can hear it in a season. Loyal to my soil, I never commit treason. We bleeding, truth speaking. Every year that I'm reaching, there's no reason for you to leave them. Used to be a heathen from
the bottom, I was heating. Now I feel like I'm just peaking, reaching for the golden shit. But my life so really don't owe me shit. Hard work when I win, made the evils of the world. Never hurt you again, never hurt you again. I just wanna win one time. I just wanna win one time. I just wanna win one time.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanna win. Still room for another verse. All praise due when he unrehearsed. All day truth that my number's worth. Every day writer, every day game. In Booker Smith, he's on fire. He'll be the trick, he's no liar. Soul in the hole, cold with the highs and I rhyme with the lows. I suppose if you know, Navajo code, Geronimo bow, pot of bean soul. Do a lot by the mean though, by my low. When I stole from the road, rose from the cold and the cracks. The pounds and the O's and the sacks. Same shit was holding me back. If you ain't did it, you don't get it. On the post opposition from the pivot. Get the grip off the roast, rebound off the rivet. These pictures get painted so vivid that I'm living. You can see it when you close her. She was looking for some closure. For the reasons you exposed her. At the end of the day, I'm sure somebody told her. I'm sure somebody told her. I just wanna win.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a little slow on the draw today with the buttons. I don't know what's going on here. But we are back.
Oh, I just want to win one time.
Win anywhere around the resort, okay? Here's your welcome packet. Now, while you're here, how long do you have one? 5 days? Kate, you want to go on our tour so you can get hung up? Huh?
I might not have time.
Tell me a time that you have available. Maybe give me a date.
Mike, check 1, 2. I'm so confused.
Hello. Sorry, I'm here, bro. I'm here, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's
good.
All good.
We just want to make sure we didn't lose you.
Oh, no, I'm here.
I'll give you $100 Visa card to go home with.
Okay.
Okay.
What, did you guys ask me a question? I'm sorry. I might have cut out. I'm in a.
I just wanted to see if you wanted to talk us through that song, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was. I had a DJ. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, no problem. So I had a DJ that basically, and I apologize to the audience about that. I was working with a concierge of this property. So I had a DJ that came up to me with a concept. He threw me the beat. As soon as I heard the beat, I was like, okay, this got to be about Oklahoma. It's got to be about the city. And it's got to be about us winning as a market, as a place, as just trying to, you know, like my man said, everybody trying to put their city on. And that was one of those songs where I was just trying to give it to you, as that one guy has it, the soft white underbelly. You know what I mean? I was trying to give you the soft white underbelly of the city. And we came up with one time, and yeah, and that's what it is, man. So,
yes,
sir. One time.
I mean, I dig it, because I was like, yeah, I could have been on that shit. So, yeah, I could have been on that shit. So,
yeah, that's one of the ones you could play at the family reunion. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
it's one of the ones, man. I'm real proud of that joint too.
As you should be.
Yeah,
so
bro.
Speaking
Thank
of
you.
the, let's say this. Let's talk about just, you know, your city, and then let's talk about your state.
Okay.
As a let's just be honest. You do have a voice in your scene. As someone with one of those, where would you like to see the city go on the hip-hop level?
Man, the city is a really talented place. You know, we're a little bit Midwest, a little bit Southern, a little bit Southwest, and you have all those combinations mixed up into the scene, and there's some really talented young artists, really dope older artists, and I would like us as a city to support one another. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to like or share something you don't really agree with or you ain't jamming with or nothing like that. But just clap for your brother when he gets his turn. And I think just being from two different areas and two different cities and stuff like that, I've seen it go on in each city I've ever been to. Every city has the same complaint. You know, ain't no support, ain't nobody local. Right. Like my man said, home loves you last. And I would just like to see when somebody else make it or somebody else get their turn or they finally get that light to shine on them, instead of trying to figure out how to bring that person down and take their spot and take their shine, just give them a hand clap, and just be one and develop that sound, because that's the only thing that's going to break us is if we make ourselves, you know what I mean? We're not going to be broke by people from the outside that, like you said, think Oklahoma is full of white dudes that act like they from the hood that can rap. Hey, you know, it's crazy. I got one of them. He's authentic. You know, there's some authentic white dudes out there. I got an authentic white dude in my camp that's spitting bars. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, I could hear him listening to this podcast, this radio show, and saying, oh, man, I hope they ain't talking about me. Hey, cool, we ain't talking about you.
Nah,
you good, fam. You solidified. Nah, I know. Right. And then the second part you said was the state, right? My state.
Yeah.
We got some really good things going on in the state right now. We got a brother by the name of, man, I don't want to mess his name up. Is it Game Time 51 June is what they calling him. He's a young dude out of Tulsa. He just got off a tour with Kevin Gates. He's doing some big things for us locally and in our region. And he showed a lot of love to Oklahoma City, which is, like I explained earlier, Tulsa and Oklahoma City usually don't have that kind of cohesiveness. So I want to give a shout-out to him and his camp and what they're doing, because I like how he put on for the state. And, you know, I think as a state, if Tulsa and Oklahoma City were to come together and show some unity, it would be an unstoppable force. You know what I'm saying? They're comparing us to the next Atlanta or something like that because of our film industry is growing right now. Got a lot of people shooting films there as we speak.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, we could be the new Atlanta. We could be the new this. If we show that kind of unity that they did to bring the film industry in, you know, to showcase the talent that we have there, man, it would be an unstoppable force, I believe, truly.
I think so, too. I think one thing that I wish folks would stop doing is, not saying that you're doing this either, but maybe this may help for those who do listen or listen back. Maybe you realize that you would get to be the first Oklahoma.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Not the next.
I tell people that all the time, man. Right. People say, you don't want to move? I'm like, bro, everything, if you go other places, big markets, big cities, everything is saturated. That T-shirt business you got an idea of, they doing that 110 times over. You know what I'm saying? You do it here where it's brand new, you win it. You the winner. You know, but a lot of people won't get that until, you know, something already happens. So,
well, it's because it's not meant for them. It's something, and that's one thing we forget. Like, it's going to be – I've been blessed to see a lot of motherfuckers come and go. Like,
right.
And And I mean that respectfully and in the most disrespectful way I can say it, because not everybody's meant to be an architect of it and move it forward and make noise in it. Like, I'll say this, I know I'm the most, my resume is pretty strong in this business, but when I go home, I'm just another dude.
Right.
When I go home. You see what I'm saying? Like,
what
I go
actual,
home
what actual
noise.
City are you from, Jess?
I'm from
what,
San Jose,
what
California.
City are you from?
Born and raised.
You said San Jose.
I'm from San Jose, California. Born and raised, South
already.
Side, all that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Ask about me. You know what I'm saying? But, and that's just the pride I have from, and it's a love thing. I love my city. I don't expect them to embrace me like that. I understand, because I know what I'm doing is what I'm doing, and it's not a Bay Area thing, you know? Like, so, and I've never really, that's just never been me. That's just not never been what I believed in. That wasn't the culture I grew up in, and so on and so forth. But what I will say is, if I know there's a legacy that I've left. There was a legacy my brother left before he was killed. See what I'm saying? So we've done things that have opened doors and that show that, hey, you can do that. So I can say I've ran 30 city tours with people and on my own. Not too many people that can say that. But I don't think I don't expect a fucking parade for it either, though, when I get
right.
back to the city. I just know that. And it's one thing my boy Smitty Grants told me. He's like, bro, just know this. Just because we don't say nothing don't mean we don't see you. We see you. A lot of motherfuckers see you. That's all you need to know.
Right.
Is that they see you.
Right. Right.
At first, I took that as disrespect. Like, man, well, if you see me, why don't you fucking help me? But I wasn't listening. You know what I'm saying? That was my homie giving me game. Like, bro, as long as they know, they know. Even if they don't want to admit it, they know. They know who we – it's just like, well, you grew up in the hood. We know who did what. We know. If you're really from around
Factuals.
Here, bro, we know who did what. You know what I'm saying? We just not telling you who did what. We bro, we know who's doing that shit.
Right.
And that's, if you can understand that, I think that'll save and just save your sanity as an artist. Just make your fucking moves, bro. Because it's your race.
Right. Right.
Who gives a fuck? That's how I like to look at it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy D-Double, Violet All-Star DJ D-Double. One of the best analogies he ever gave me is this. You got to look at this as world-class track and field. We might be Team USA, but guess what, bro? There's 8 fucking lanes, and you on your own. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
We could be a team after. But when we get on the track as in the game, like, no offense, but when I come to a show, bro, I'm trying to fucking shut the shit down. I do want y'all to kill it, but, you know, don't give me an inch, motherfucker. I'm taking it.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
If you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk.
Hey, I always want to leave the stage like Hammer left it. Like, yo, are we going on after him? You know what I'm saying? I always want to do it like that,
right.
Man. That's always my goal, is to try to just destroy it and have the next person be like, yo, that's not fair. That's
right.
Not fair.
Make your
you
impression.
Know? Right.
That's all you get. Because most of us don't even get that opportunity, and I was actually talking to my younger brother about that. It's funny. I'm not the only entertainer in my family, and actually my younger brother that's younger than me is actually doing way bigger things than I've ever done. Like, he's got cast in a major motion picture yesterday.
Nice.
I'm proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Curtis Hayes III.
Shout
you know
out.
Young
sure.
comedian, young comedic actor, but that's a whole other thing. But it's funny. So... look at it like this. Once you let the idea that I need these people to like me for the sake of liking me, realize that no matter what I do, actually at the end of the day, that's on me to win or lose. All on me. And the only time they're really going to love me is when I lose. And then they can say, ha ha. And
yes, yes, sir.
The only time they're going to love you is if you can do something for them. There's very few people that are just going to say, hey, bro, here's an opportunity. I can't exactly do it, but I think you might be able to do it. That's just the those are different kind of people. And those people are, you know, right. few and far in between. But we get, like you said, we get so caught up in trying to impress each other, we don't realize that, bro, no. Here's the game. I need you to be successful because your success literally might give me an opportunity.
Right.
That's why you shouldn't be hating on your kinsmen or your countrymen. Like, no, bro, just because you are blowing up, they're going to look this way. Like, if we watch any, like, if we watch Atlanta, we watch how things like Dipset and things like that came together.
Right.
We know these people because we were already paying attention to this one guy, and then, oh, shit, like, we'll use Dipset. Okay, well, we were already paying attention to Cam, and then this dude, who's the dude with the braids? Oh, he rapped too.
Right. Right.
Oh, who's that dude? Oh, he rapped too. Who's the teenager dude? Oh, you got a teenager dude? We were already looking over there. You see what I'm saying? So
true.
Why would I hate on you? Like, no, make your noise, bro. Make your noise. Make as much noise. It's almost like crickets. Crickets make noise together. And the only time crickets make noise by themselves is when there's no other crickets around.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I didn't know that.
That's
just
the
learned.
Only time they creep by themselves because it's a defense mechanism. That's what it is. We can't get we create a diversion by basically letting you know our location in a way that echoes. But I'm saying
right.
mentality. They protect themselves together. So them the louder they are, the harder they are to find.
Right.
Bang. That's
Bang.
A bar.
That's a bar. That's a straight bar.
If we could just stop that part, you know what I'm saying? Realize like you really don't hurt me in that way. By being successful.
Right.
Like, no, I want to make
right.
my impression. Because the truth is, I really do want your fans to be my fans. That way I know all I got to do is get half the fans. You're going to bring in
it.
The other half. And we can get another motherfucker that they like, now we only got to get a third. We can bring another motherfucker,
right.
now we only got to get a fourth. We winning. Nah, you want to be the dude, and then you want everybody to pay you to get on with you. That's what you want.
Teamwork make the teamwork make the dream work, man. Every time, brother.
Exactly.
Every time. Every time.
I think it's the change of how we looking at the math. Because if we see the math, like I just said, like nah, if we all have the same fans, it's easier to book these shows for us. It's easier to charge these ticket prices.
Right.
It's easier. These venues really don't give a fuck about you as a rapper. They're a for-profit business. All they want to know is, will people come see you, bro? Now, most of you motherfuckers have
yep.
paid hundreds and thousands of dollars for consultations and never heard that a day in your fucking life. But it's that simple.
Right.
Bro, will people patronize my business if I bring you? That's all these venues care about. Let's be real. They don't give a fuck how good
Definitely.
You are. They don't even know us, half of us. They wouldn't even talk
right.
to us otherwise. So, yeah, that's
definitely,
I guess that's my soapbox for today.
Dope soapbox.
Yeah. So.
Dope soapbox.
You said you got two projects dropping.
Yeah,
I
got a project with my brother named Chestnut Checkers, and he is a rapper out of Dallas. You spell his name C-H-E-S, two money signs, C-H-E, two money signs, not checkers. He's a rapper out of Dallas, a dope artist, probably like one of the most creative guys I know. And I have a project dropping with him in fall called Papers and Cigarillos. And then I have the project dropping with the DJ from L.A., DJ Ja Blues, should be dropping early winter. Called We On That Again. And I had an EP with them last year called Prime 96. And so this is our second forthcoming. And it's a great album, man. I'm super duper proud of it. He challenged my pen. It's a real hip hop album, real hip hop, real MC turntables type deal. So I've always wanted to create an album like that. And he gave me the opportunity to do so. So here we are.
Yay. Take them while you got them. That's then, and that leads to another bar of the day. That's all you could ask for, bro. Is the opportunity.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all the game. If the game could give you anything, that's all you ever want.
I don't want to commit, man.
Crazy
as it sounds.
Hey, Boogie.
Yes.
We got 14 minutes. We probably need to get another one of this gentleman. Okay. This gentleman's last
Tuesday
song
morning,
on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was just thinking.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. Here this is Biscuits and Gravies, everybody. We'll be right back.
I don't have one on me.
Me and Sherry biscuits and gravy. It was good for my soul, but she couldn't save me. I was a fool for the gold, but they never paid me. Wasn't never breaking my code, they couldn't make me. Y'all niggas is hella shady. Y'all niggas is hella shady. Y'all niggas is hella shady. Staying focused on some major potent. Driving miles from home just to say I'm floating. My nigga make the play and everything in motion. She asking me to stay even though she know I'm chosen. And I don't do it the same. Get my back off the wall like I'm cool in the game. The only reason that she want me cause I'm doing my thing. And if I stop she would say that I changed. Some of the major reasons why we stay in the game. I'm driving through these thoughts in the rain. I can't explain. Words express stains on the brain. I can't complain. Still breathing, blowing smoke in the wind. When it's gone, I'll be rolling again. Laced it with concentrate. Facing half an eight. Make a pass to plate. The pass is fast with the lash. I make a masterpiece. When you think about a master eight. One was a thug from around the way. Sitting on throne. One phone call and it's gone. Pocket full of stones. It was on. I was with it. Gray and blue news with the Georgetown fitty. If I ain't seen it, then I did it. I ran through the people, through the churches, through the minutes. Studied all religions from the churches to the chemists. Yahweh's Muhammad Allah, Haley Salah Jai. Five stars finished, never timid off the spinach, spin it. Sherry biscuits and gravy. It was good for my soul, but you couldn't save me. I was a fool for the gold, but they never paid me. Wasn't never breaking my code, they couldn't make me. Y'all niggas is hella shady. Y'all niggas is hella shady. Y'all niggas is hella shady.
Finger fuck your chick just to disrespect you. Taught the homie to let you live, so I did bless you. In these decades I live, my life is a test to be something more than just a damn best to. Calculated moves never follow the formula. Walking blind, third eye sees past the cornea. Selling more than I spoke, breaking the commandments. These two legs look weak, but I'm still standing. Pushing through the narrative, survive, now I gotta live. Get slapped if you ever stand live, but y'all told the fifth. That story about her coming from my rib. When she creates anything that I give. Y'all believe what they leave and we will die like a leaf. An extension from a bread that gave life to a G. Leo by the stars, trying to be less defiant. Play with your emotion, destroy all who seem defiant. The real stay silent, speaking is unpopular. Social media is the fix, they don't need binoculars. Telling all your business, don't see who is watching us. Your homie ain't vision, it's your lies that's popping up. Stop it, cuz, sit back and move with a mission. Cause what you doing ain't starting nothing but confliction. You always talking about moving out your jurisdiction. So whenever you start to speak, best believe that y'all listen.
First of all, I don't give a fuck what person said. I don't give a damn about this poor ass nigga in the back. I will bury the both of you motherfuckers. You better start listening and stop playing.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Note by Note Radio Show.
I didn't know how bad I needed to hear that sample. You better start listening and stop playing.
Hey,
talk about a classic moment in the culture, man. Hey, that resonates so real. At the time, I didn't get it, but I understand exactly what he was talking about.
Hey.
Now.
Exactly. Hey man, you think it's better stop listening and stay? What do you say? Start listening and stop playing.
Stop
hey,
playing.
I will bury
the
both of you niggas.
Man.
Hey, I understand completely, Woody, yo.
Yeah, most definitely. That song, man, that's off my last album. It's the actual title track. The name of the song is Biscuits and Gravy. I'm talking about, you know, my mom's name is Sharon. I'm talking about, you know, just waking up, man, and her giving me that soul food and what I needed to survive in this world. And I, you know, I still chose to just make some bad decisions and bad choices and follow the bag and follow the gold and where those situations got me. That's also my brother, D. Stallion on there. I believe I talked to him as well. Dope artist, man. I got him on there and he keeps it all the way G, man. Told the homies to let you live, so I did, bless you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, man. We let you breathe, brother.
For real.
We let you breathe, man. And I'm the reason you breathing, man. Come on, show me some respect. So, you know, it's those OG moments, man, that I know where I'm in my space. I'm living in my purpose. I'm rapping in my purpose, shall I say, because we coming from a perspective of not talking down to you, but just as a brother that, like, bro, if you can avoid some of the pitfalls that we fell in, you know, you're going to go a lot longer and a lot further in life. And, you know, when you've been chosen to give and deliver that message, and, you know, like what they say, ignorance is bliss. Because once you find out the real, man, it ain't no going back, man. And that's the thing. It's once you know, you can't unknow. I try to surround myself with brothers that know, because you know, it's two different conversations when you're talking to a brother that don't know. You know, I tell my mama all the time. I'll be like, Mom, it's people that we love that we not gonna see later. It's just that simple.
Fact.
You're not going to see him later. You know what I'm saying? I know you love him. I know you praying for him to get his life together. And you've been praying for the last 30 years for this brother to get his life together. But it's just some people that we're not going to see later, man. They not meant to be there. And that's kind of just, you know. So if I could save as many people, and I'm not no religious dude, even though I'm a Southern cat. I'm not no real religious dude, but I'm a real spiritual person. And I'm a real God person. I'm a real God person because he just showed me he could take me from a little snotty project nigga. I say that on the new album. I say, snotty project nigga, look how he saved me. You know, I understand. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm a business owner. People want to hear me rap in my 40s, you know? People want to hear me rap in my 40s, man. I'm getting more people want to hear me rap in my 40s than ever did when I was 16 making up some shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So it's a blessing, man. It's a blessing. And one thing I realized for anybody that's listening, I would tell anybody this. This rap shit keeps you young, man. If you do what you love, and it ain't just a rap. Do what you love to do regardless of what anybody think, and you're going to stay young in the heart. I promise you. Not young in the mind. Notice I say young in the heart, because you got to think. You got to have that wisdom that come with age. But you can still remain young in the heart, man. I'm back in the gym. I'm eating right. I got a lot of good things, positive moving over in this area, man. So. I'm so grateful you guys had me on the show. I really am.
True. I want to second that. Like, being grown in the mind. Like, I'm so happy in life that certain great things didn't happen for me when I was young. Because I was, it's crazy. I was talking to one of my close friends, and I had this epiphany this week. If I thought about all the good things that happened to me, knowing how naive I was when I was young, it terrifies me how I would have destroyed myself. It terrifies me to know, like, wow, if that had happened for me, like, I would be – we watch people self-destruct and wonder why. That's the crazy thing. We've watched that. How many celebrities, young celebrities, have we watched just burn – Tupac. Yeah, we watched Tupac burn out. But what if he could have survived to be, you know – 42,
Yeah.
52.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, some people don't hit their peak. I mean, look at Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson. These dudes didn't hit their peak until they late 40s, early 50s, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not giving ourselves as a people, bro. We're not giving ourselves an opportunity to get there.
We are
not, man. We are expiring early. We are expiring as fast as we come. And it's as a brother, as a man in the community, forget being a brother, just a man in the community that's trying to save young people. You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, if you come in my shop, bro, I will give you a job. I will teach you how to cut hair. I will get you involved and get you in school so you can get your license. I will make sure you pass your test. But you got to be committed to being a good person. And a lot of people that I get that come in, you know, they getting pulled in two different directions, man. But I know that if they have the right model in front of them to look at, that they could possibly be something better. And I've saved some few and I've lost a few. But as a man in this community, man, I realize we just do not value life, man, as a people, brother. We do not value life. And I don't know how we change that, but, you know, I think that we definitely, us as performers and entertainers and writers and musicians, we definitely have power or a tool that we can use to try to promote a certain type of message. And we can still do that within ourselves. I mean, like, you know, you from Southside San Jose, California, rep that. Of course. You probably can't be nobody else but that. But you can also present that message in a different package than, yo, the package that we know is going to get you nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the package they paying for. The package they paying for.
They can keep that bag. The bag I'm getting to is bigger. But you change that by keep doing what you're doing. That's how you change that. Just living your life right. Really. That's really how it all changes. Just you. Just save you. That's it. just save you.
Yes.
Save you and yours. That's it.
Yes, sir.
And I need to save mine. Make a way for mine. And then if everybody else did that, we would actually get better.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like Wu-Tang, my seeds go with his seeds, marry his seeds. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going,
right,
man. Keep it going.
Before we run out of time, we got about 2 minutes left, so I want to give all your handles, because I don't want the show to cut off on you. Give all your handles so they can catch up with you.
You can definitely check me out on any – you can Google me. It's going to bring up everything. Embre Levine, Embrae. First name, last name is L-E, space, capital V-E-E-N. The space is for my dead grandmother, man. Love and respect, Grandma Bobby. I'm doing this for you for always. And then you can catch me on my Instagram is Big Cun. That's B-I-G-K-U-N 5930. That's my Instagram. And then, you know, everything else is just under the government. So y'all can check me out there. You know what I'm saying? Can I give y'all some bars before I go?
Go,
yeah,
give them to
real quick. All right, here we go. I-35, South in a rental. Mind on my money in the past residential. I take a chance when the rhymes got potential. And I'm doing dumb shit that's weighing heavy on my mental. I stay true, but to lie is essential. I ain't trying to hurt you and don't want to pretend to. But if she only knew the shit that I was into, that would probably slice her heart just like a Ginsu. It's way more complicated than simple.
Hell yeah, man.
Feed you a poem. Get closer to God. They say I needed to know him. Yeah, I'm feeling a little thirsty. Say I needed some growing. And I'm the first to admit it that this is real life. And I ain't working a gimmick. And even though it's like that, I work till I'm finished. And I was taught to fight back and stay hurt with a grimace and keep moving. I'll leave it there, man. I know we're running out of time, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love, man. Love. Everybody, appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. And break. Come back anytime, man. Much
yeah,
love.
Yeah, bless to both of you brothers.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, peace.
Peace.